Last time on Paint It Black.
What if I gave you a shovel, too?
Shovel their... I shovel, like, the army of...
Haven't you ever seen that movie...
Like Sauron.
The giant gets tied down?
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
That shit's a fucking fairy tale,
the
bro.
Second,
yeah. Fuck them Lilliputians.
Tale? Your key fighting move is the Goomba Stomp.
And that's a for real move for a midget.
Shut the fuck up.
That's an everyday danger for a midget.
Yeah, ask a midget what's the least thing they want to do in a fight. Like, get stomped on.
Get stomped.
Take organs and
they're the test subjects.
They're the closest relatives.
Because the next one's a hobo, and then it's people.
Yeah.
Listen,
it's hobo, midget, people.
It's midget, hobo, people.
Hobos are higher up on the chain.
Fuck yeah. I feel bad for the fucking hobo.
Dude, can I go back?
I want to know, how come every best day ever, you're fucking fighting this around the world?
This isn't the best day ever.
I can't take like a group of midgets?
It's just because you stomp everything that we...
Just midgets?
No.
You stomp dogs. You stomp people.
Lou is sour because he sees himself as one of the midgets.
Yeah, he's the king. He's like Danny DeVito in that fucking Space Jam.
He's the stilt midget.
Give me your powers.
That's your
sex tape. In every house in America, every kid throw away their vitamins and stop saying their prayers.
Like,
little dick. Get this the hell out of here.
I thought Hulk was endowed.
Steroids, boy. Steroids will do horrible things to you nuts.
Apparently,
there's one clue that can show what happened here is that there are
fortune
multiple. The goat's novel innards spelled this.
Like, first of all, I can tell right off the bat that you're not ready for a gypsy wedding, because nobody fights with their hands in a gypsy wedding. You gotta bring your favorite weapon to a gypsy wedding.
You don't cursed have... object.
Hip bone of a saint.
Yeah, like, you don't have, like, the femur of your enemy, or, you know...
Femur of your enemy?
Yeah. A shillelagh, a fucking... a bull skull.
A shillelagh adorned in baby teeth.
Yeah, a lot of houses. Whorehouses. Big time.
Are there whorehouses, like...
I think they don't have a lot of streetwalkers. It's just a bunch of whorehouses.
How do you know so much about the Japanese whore trade?
Well, mostly movies like Big Trouble in Little China.
That was in California.
That wasn't even in Japan.
That's well, it's right there in the name.
And it was Chinese, not Japanese.
I mean, come see.
That's it.
Definitely, there's some really nice.
This is London.
Lizzie Borden's American.
This is Virginia.
This is Chicago.
I think it was like Boston or something.
This is Massachusetts.
Ken?
Yeah.
Boo, I hope you lose.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little high and I wasn't listening. I just naturally hated on it.
Boo.
More scar.
He's got a cold, I think.
He's a pirate.
Arr, four score
7 years ago.
Scallywag.
The second I said it, I'm like,
these
God
dirty
damn
bilge rats brought upon our ship.
Arr, 4 score 7 years ago.
The second I said it, I'm like, damn, I sound like that nigga from SpongeBob.
Are you ready, kid?
Exactly. I think it's enough, right?
Yeah. Arr, matey, it is.
We got our winner. With a title defense, Lou pulled it off.
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
All right, here again for another week, Paint It Black Podcast. I am your host, Pete. That is Brian.
Woo woo woo.
And returning champ. Beginning of rain.
That's right.
We got Lou.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Lou. You scallywag.
I missed the previously on.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's back. And I like that it ended with a recap of who won.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a little taste of the previously ons again. I think we're going to have them back on all the time.
It's nice. I like it. And even though I see Lou wearing a giant belt, it's nice to be reminded who won.
Mm-hmm. Who the fuck won?
Oh, the guy in the Gaudy thing.
It's like, don't ask me. I was fucking smoking with Ken, man. I don't know.
All right, well, let's start the show off with the gentleman's pre-fight. Mm. We're going to sample a beer and have a little gentleman's discussion before we throw down.
Mm-hmm.
This week, a little relaxation music.
Uh-huh. Hurry up, masterpiece.
from Boulevard Brewing Company, we have The Calling IPA. So here is to a fair fight, gentlemen.
Yes, yes.
Good show.
Bully, my friend, bully.
Bully.
I'm going to answer this call. And it's another IPA. You're really into the IPA.
I love an IPA. Mm.
I guess he's buying it. So.
I like this one.
No, yeah, it's good. Next week we got to get something different than IP just because my palate is on the IPA. I want to just sample different beer.
Okay, all right.
No complaints, but...
I'm open to suggestions. Mm.
Lou, my rival?
It's good, but, I'm not an IPA guy so much.
Mm. Yeah. We're doing this.
I like the bottle. I think I need a long, wispy mustache for this one.
Oh, yeah, you definitely got to kind of be smug.
Yeah, if anybody gets in my face...
Actually, the bottle was what called me to it.
It's fisticuffs.
It looks like an old school Coke bottle.
Yeah, I like the shape of the bottle. It's pretty sweet. I like the long neck.
I definitely want to get into a fight holding this thing. Like, I'm having at you, sir.
Why, I never.
Yeah. I do.
Definitely slap somebody with a glove.
This is almost a beer that would be served with an olive, I feel.
With an olive.
It's a fucking classy drink.
Yeah, in front of a fireplace.
Yes. Hmm. Hello.
At a gentleman's club. Don't need that PBS shit.
No.
All right. So we did have a guest lined up who could not make it. So we're gonna have a little one-on-one fight between Brian and Lou. Mm-hmm. So before we get started, how was your week, gentlemen?
My week was pretty good. I got a funny story, I guess. I got a Amazon Echo. It's like one of those Bluetooth players, right? So I'm cooking last night. I ended up not realizing that I left it on, right? So. Sleeping, wake up the next morning, and sometimes you gotta get that pre-morning jack, just fucking wake up face the day.
Early jack?
Yeah.
Like that early?
Oh, yeah, wake up.
Sometimes, sometimes just to get the day started.
Yeah.
I've never wanking cranked.
Stop it.
No,
that's lies.
That's the one part of my day that sex isn't on my mind.
Yeah. Stop it. You wake up with a fucking hard on, don't you?
How do you get
anything? And
then I take
my morning piss,
Pete?
And it's gone.
How do you get anything done?
Yeah. Gotta clear the brain. I'm not saying that every day, but sometimes you need to clear the brain, clear the two pipes, I should say.
Clear the cobwebs.
Yeah, clear the cobwebs. Get your day started, man.
Get rid of that sticky icky.
Yeah, man. You just face the world. That's why you're so smug, Pete.
Well, I guess I have a plan for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
I know how I'm kicking off my Saturday.
Yeah. Well, after that, you wash your hands, bowl of cereal.
In that order.
Yeah. Not necessarily. It really depends how accountable you are with yourself. But anyway, so I'm going at it, and I realized that I got no volume on my phone, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I put it all the way up, and I am blasting porn downstairs, it is going off, right?
Nice.
And Ken texts me right as I realize what's happening, right? So I'm shutting it off, and Ken's just like, your porn is blasting, brother. I'm on my way to work, and. I had to get this half stiff jack off because I'm thinking about Ken at this point, sort of, because he's like, I'm laughing and jacking. I'm like, right? So, I ended up getting this weak nut out, and I faced the day kind of didn't get all the cobwebs out. Got enough to face the day, though. And that led to a conversation later because he made fun of my porn. He said, oh, you got stories in your porn and all this stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, man, you're not 30 yet. In my 20s, I did the hardcore, blah blah blah, that kind of porn. I like to be romanced a little bit. I like for them to paint a picture, a masterpiece, if you will, not a Jackson Pollock. All right.
Hmm. Fair enough. Hmm. I don't agree necessarily.
You still into that hardcore?
No. I hate all the spitting and drooling shit. It actually kind of grosses me out.
Yeah, you don't like a girl spitting on your dick?
I don't like where they're blowing and then they're blah, and they just got spit running down their face. I'm like, I'd be a lady.
There is something to say about a girl being a lady, but there's nothing sexy in a girl being on your knob.
But I don't necessarily need a plot line, is my point.
Oh, it makes it better, man. There was a zombie one that was pretty sick.
I don't need zombies in my porn.
No, but the thing
we
is...
We gotta repopulate Earth. The girl,
here's I miss porn music.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
The girls are the zombies, and they're just hungry for dick, right?
That's every porn.
No. But the to kill the girls is a facial, is a headshot. It's like, boom, right? And they get the cheesy effects where it blows the back of their head out. They're like, ugh, and die.
I'd be willing to watch that.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was sexy, too.
I don't know. I don't need that whole story. I don't need special effects and production values.
What was the title? Do you know the title of the movie, or was it just Zombie Gives Head?
It was like
The Humping Dead.
Yeah, or I was going to say The Walking Head, maybe.
The Walking Head.
if it was taken literally, then you'd have to like be in motion and grab some dome, you know? Which would make things complicated, because then
Maybe if they're streetwalkers, you know?
True. Yeah. It was like World War XXX, I think they were making
a pun of.
See, like World War Z.
Like a bogus Brad Pitt.
It was better than the movie, joint. To be honest with you. Like, yeah. I got more closure at the end of that porn than I did from that movie. And at no point was like, what's going on?
Except in both the movie and the porn, somebody ended up with HIV.
Oof.
Oh, Brad Pitt got HIV?
Wasn't that the thing? He injected himself with a bunch of viruses and that made him immune?
Yeah, but that movie was
stupid.
He was lucky if it was HIV, though. I don't think the zombies care about the slow burn on HIV. They're like, oh my God, he's got botulism or something like that.
I remember he injected himself with a bunch of shit, then walked over to a Coke machine, drank it label facing camera, and gave like a...
Like a Wayne's World, no. Like... taste of a new generation. Yeah.
And then we were all like, this sucks. It ain't nothing like the book.
Damn. It literally was nothing like the book.
How Luke? Could you, Brad Pitt? I don't have quite as good a story as that. But, you know, I obviously take care of the kid. And I had to get up a bunch of times in the middle of the night to change his diaper and shit.
Boo! Yeah.
At one point, it's like, all right, it's Courtney's turn. Like, hey, the kid's up, you know, go do that thing. And then she's like, but I gotta get up in an hour and this and that. And I'm like, fine, I'll do it, I won't like it.
Quick interjection, I love when you do your wife's voice, it's just butters.
Yo, get up and take care of that baby. Yeah. She got the fucking pants to wear, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and so, of course, like, I'm already annoyed. And I'm about to wrap up the diaper. Just straight fucking Old Faithful shit coming out. Oh, yeah.
Like he marked you with the Z?
Yeah. All over my shirt, all over my drawers, all over the floor.
Is that why you're wearing the jerk shirt today and not like the fucking, was it the Mario shirt or the fucking...
Well, the Cornetto shirt. The Green Lantern shirt got it. So.
The Brown Lantern now, bro.
Right.
Got the dookie power.
But you know what? At least he's got some... he's got distance, man.
How does anything that small create that much shit?
It's compact.
I think he was holding it in for a good while.
Like a black power
and
fist.
And finally, yeah.
Knock Lou to the ground. Like a Mike Tyson.
You know how, like, Dragon Ball Z, the longer they hold it, the more... Exactly the same principle. Yeah. That's what happened. That was my week.
Pete, you anything?
Nah, man. I had a bummer week.
A bummer week? What happened?
Yeah, I did my taxes. That always sucks.
Yo?
Yeah, always.
How much yo?
$1,100.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, God, killing me.
It's enough that it's like, shit, I guess I should maybe not go to this one thing I want to go to. Like, hold off on spending. But I do most of my work freelance, and a lot of that doesn't get taxed, so I end up getting fucked in April. Getting there. Figuring it out.
Oh, everything's online with you, so you can't just collect cash from these people.
Right.
That blows.
And they want to be able to write it off.
True. So. For their business or...
So everything's on the books. But fuck it. I get a lot of money during the year for it. Mm-hmm. I'll pay once a year for that privilege.
And that mostly was... That $1,100 was mostly because of the freestyle work?
Pretty much. Freelance 90% of it.
Yeah. It's not that bad. It's only $1,100.
It's still $1,100.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, it could have been way worse, you know?
That's true.
Justin's, you know, our friend, our poker friend player, he doesn't pay any taxes all year, and they don't care if he, like, where he is when he finishes. They only count the winning. So even if you win and lose and you're even, they're like, you won $2,000.
So if he's on a big lose streak, then he's out.
If he evens out for the year, too. You know, and he won $56,000, but he lost $56,000, they're like, you got to pay taxes on $56,000 without taxes already pre-taken out. Right. So he's got to pay like $20,000 or something like that straight up.
Damn.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Get a new profession.
I'd feel real bad for him if he also had to wake up and go to a job.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. Price of lifestyle, buddy.
Yeah, man. You can't hate on him too much. He's like you with the card game, bro. Like,
well, I can. I mean, like, you can always hate. There's always room for hate. It's like Jell-O.
All right. So what we officially need, I think, in this room is a belt, because I am starting scoring at this point forward. Mm-hmm. Everything you say that's funny gets a point. Everything that falls flat gets a dong.
None of that counted.
I couldn't help but give Brian a point for his broadcasting his porn.
The porn definitely should have got something.
Oh, he got a point for it. Okay, don't you worry. All
right. Yes.
All right, but official scoring begins now. Mm-hmm. Let's do some news.
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
This feels right. It
does.
Sorry, Hulk.
Hey, look, you shouldn't have said all that racist shit.
Not only knows what Macho said in his day.
Well, he was more of a wife beater, but he was equal rights as far as race goes, I think.
Where are you basing that on?
Just the vibe.
Pretty sure he tag teamed with like Jimmy Snuka a couple times.
I don't even think that's the case.
Boy, he's saying awful things to Snuka, I bet.
Although,
called him a murderer.
Probably. I was going to say, he's a fucking murderer, isn't he?
Yeah. That was, well, that's the most ethnic he got, was a Samoan?
Yeah, I think so. That's it. I mean, back then there was only like one black guy, right?
Coco B.
Yeah, and he had a fucking parrot.
Well, there was bad. Yeah. Well, they called him up, man. But
you know what? I don't remember a fucking thing about that guy. Coco other B. than what? The dance and the bird.
That's all he was.
Because, I mean, like, he got his ass kicked probably every time.
Well, right? That was the deal back in the 80s. You just had, like, a pet and your gimmick, and that was...
But, I mean, people at least had, like, I know Snuka had, like, the splash, right?
Yeah, that was his deal.
At least he had that. I have no fucking clue.
He also got cracked in the head with a coconut by Roddy Piper, called the fucking ape or something.
Okay, that's racist.
Well, that was how it was.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
But seriously, that's how it was. It was like, what's your name? Jake. Give him a snake. Oh. Done.
What's your name? Jermaine. Coco, beware. Get the fuck out of here. Like, give him a fucking parrot.
Give
we
him
have
a
one.
Bird.
Like, these have a parrot there. Like, we're not doing anything with this parrot. Give the parrot to
give
the black
it to the
guy.
Caribbean guy.
Yeah. He's not even Caribbean, he's from Cleveland.
Give it to the black dude. Yeah.
Give it to the black guy.
All right, let's kick off some stories. First story is I'm rubber, you are glue. Mm. It's an angry man in Belfast, 40-year-old dude. For unknown reasons, he was really pissed off at a charity.
What charity?
Doesn't say. This story is very short. There's not a lot of details yet. But I couldn't help but read it. Because he was so angry at this charity, he showed up one night with a brick. Threw it at the window. Brick bounced off, clocked him in the head.
What kind of window was it? Like a bulletproof?
Fucking bulletproof, I guess.
Ding dong.
He was taken away by authorities and an ambulance.
Was it Marv?
Yeah. The charity was the McAllister Foundation.
Fuck you, kid. Boom.
And he was a wet bandit.
Sticky bandit.
Sticky in two.
Sticky two. Well, he's a brick bandit now. He got all those brick scars on his forehead.
Damn.
He also stepped on some Christmas ornaments.
Honestly,
got hit by a paint can.
Honestly, Harry would have walked away after Marv would have got beamed to death from one of those bricks. It's like, he's throwing bricks, run, Marv!
I would pay to see just like a, you know, Home Alone 6 or whatever it was up to.
It's just the Punisher at this point?
No, get him the kid to reprise his role, only like now he's shooting up H in his arm and shit and...
I've seen some shit, man.
Yeah. Just straight up stabs Marv.
Yeah. Like prison stabbing. Like,
yeah. Pesci and Marv, which is, I forget the guy's actor's name, but they just casino him. They beat him to death with bats and bury him alive. They're just like, you son of a bitch. Put us in jail twice, beat the living shit out of us.
Right.
He set me on fire like four times.
He's still got the burn on his hand from touching the hot doorknob.
His last look is the M on his hand. It's like, bye-bye.
Yeah. Marv's not quite right in the head anymore after all those concussions.
No.
Marv should be dead. Both should be dead. Marv way more dead.
We could have him like in a wheelchair or something.
Well, he would have got killed by that iron. Like, it fell on his head from the fucking laundry chute.
How about when they electrocuted him?
Super dead. It's just like, grr.
Like everything would have killed them.
No! Returns as a vegetable.
That was a dangerous movie to watch because I was obsessed after that came out with setting traps.
Oh my god!
For people, like trip wires and shit.
Yeah,
and like I'm surprised I didn't kill anybody.
Paint can to the forehead.
There were small children in my house.
I couldn't imagine getting hit with a paint can like that. It would have killed you.
Oh, it definitely would.
It would have just been black. That's it. That'd be the end of your life.
Damn. Let's do our next story. This one's called "Hide the Salami." Mm. All right, there's a man in Dallas that the police are looking for right now. He,
gay man?
Doesn't say. He is an exhibitionist, though.
Oh, yeah.
He went to a construction site, stripped completely naked, began to masturbate, exposed his anus to the victim.
There we go.
And then fled on foot.
Oh, fucking burn hole right to the victim's eyes?
Like, seriously, like blinding him.
Like, ah! No.
Like, look at it.
Look at my burn hole. Look into my soul of my butt.
When you stare into it, it stares back at you.
He has eyes. He has the eye of Sauron tattooed on it. Just like, ah!
His victim went blind and turned to stone.
It's all seeing. And it's all seeing.
It actually goes like, I see you.
Yeah. It winked.
It winked. It does, no. No,
puckered.
Man. The eye of Sauron don't blink.
Yeah. It's like,
it's puckers.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next day, guy goes back to the scene of the crime. Lies on the ground and starts jacking. Police show up, chase him, can't catch him. This guy is unstoppable. But after talking...
He's a freight train of public masturbation.
Right.
But after talking with locals, they found a name. The man is named Jibril Salami.
That's not a good name, for they should really...
Salami.
Put that to a vote.
Jibril Salami?
Yeah.
Is his name Jibril?
Jibril Salami.
Does that mean something?
I don't know. It's just J-I-B-R-I-L.
Nah, that... Unoriginal town with an original pest.
Well, if you are in the Dallas area, keep an eye out for Mr. Salami. He will show you his butthole.
He will jack it and then just peace out.
Imagine like a...
Can't catch him.
I imagine like a town meeting with like Hank Hill's like, we gotta stop the jacking over here.
I imagine
there's
that this guy
too
is like...
much jacking.
He's greased up like deaf guy.
You're never gonna catch me.
It's the only reason they couldn't catch him.
God damn it, I saw his butthole.
Bobby's... But my son's doing it now. It was his son.
It was, it was Bobby Hill.
It was Bobby Hill doing it.
That show, man.
Sucked.
Yeah, it was.
You gotta be from the South to get that show.
Yes.
Dude. I don't get it.
I mean, how did it go for so fucking long?
Who's watching this?
Right.
Why is Mike Judge not doing endless seasons of Beavis and Butthead?
Right.
Why did he take a big 11-year time out to do this?
You're a cartoon. You're supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you know what's a great character? Anderson from Butthead. We should do an 11-year run with that.
Of a guy who's vaguely like him.
Yeah.
He's pretty much him with hair.
With hair and no joke.
Yeah.
And the wife from that show, man, if I was married to her, I'd kill myself.
Oh, her pussy probably has like crazy Kegelness to it. She probably has like two big muscular camel toes. Like,
probably bushy as fuck.
Oh, full bush. Yeah. She's in the bush, man. It's Vietnam in there, bro.
But and she could pull a car fucking, with that thing.
There's curlers in that joint.
It looks like Big Worm. Yeah.
All right, let's do another one. This one is called, now that's a motive. So, Florida. Always goes back to Florida. Guy, a 25-year-old guy in Clearwater, was arrested on burglary and criminal mischief charges after he went to a neighbor's home, smashed it up. Just smashed the mailbox, broke the windows, trashed it. Trashed the place. Took off his shirt and sat quietly on the lawn and waited for the police to arrive.
This sounds like Simpson and Flanders. Type violence.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like, Hadley, ho, neighbor, why are you bashing on my house? Why are you bashing on my house?
Well, he then was questioned by police, and his reasoning, he said he listened to too much music and masturbated too much and felt like he just needed to go out and destroy something.
You know, I'm glad I told that story before the show. I think every story has to do with masturbation so far, man.
But let me tell you,
this has
proof.
The opposite effect of yours, though.
That's proof. He jacked off too much in the morning. He had too much energy after that. He had to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. He had to burn it off.
So it's like the same reaction as drinking too much coffee?
Yeah.
Like he just got jittery and weird?
You know, you jack off once to get the day started.
Yeah.
Any more than that...
It's touching yourself.
It's reckless.
It's reckless.
It's like just abandon touching yourself.
You're asking for trouble.
My five fingers are putting a hit out of my dick.
Used to be you just went blind and got hairy palms. Now you just turned into a madman.
Yeah.
Idle hands. Whoa.
Tools of the devil, son. Gotta keep those busy.
Right.
That's that whole story. I picked quick ones today. Let's do this one called Grinding to a Halt. All right, so this is an airport story.
I thought some bitch was going to get dry humped.
Let's play some like R&B. Yeah. Okay, sweat.
Well, this happened in Bellingham, Washington, where officials had to delay a flight after they stopped the guy with a grenade in his luggage.
Man, that guy couldn't have thought he was getting past that grenade, man.
Well, this is why it gets dumb. Turns out it wasn't a grenade. It was a completely innocuous item. Anybody want to guess what that would be?
It's a bottle of perfume.
A grinder.
Ah, you read the clues.
Oh, no.
It was a weed grinder shaped like a grenade.
I have one. It sucks. It didn't work well.
I know that there's a perfume shaped like a grenade.
Would you smell like the bomb, son?
I hate to award points to that one. But yeah, how stupid do you have to be to bring a grenade-shaped item onto a plane?
Yeah.
Probably retarded. Like, you know what? It's one of those things where, like, yeah, I could see how you could do it, where if you bought something like that, it would be, like, a non-issue. Like, okay, I got my toothbrush, my cologne, my razor, and, like, you're not thinking of it as a grenade. You're thinking of it as cologne, and when the x-ray comes
this
through...
This is a grinder, though.
You're bringing your, you don't bring that.
Oh, my God, it's not a fucking perfect cologne. My bad. Yeah, he's an idiot. I'm sorry.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, let's see, I got my toothpaste, I got my dental floss, I got my weed grinder.
I got my AK-47 bong in there, bro. Like,
I have my Nazi flag.
I got my turban fucking scarf.
I've got my old-fashioned wind-up clock next to these wires.
I got 6 or 7 digital watches in there.
Yeah. Wrapped around a road flare.
I got my, I got noises that's ticking. It's like... Safe way to travel.
Well, we are powering through these. Foiled again is the next story. This is more of a funny visual to me than anything. There were some robbers trying to break in this place. I'll have it once this loads up. But you know those motion sensors and security systems?
Yeah.
They basically sense heat.
That's what they sense? They sense motion.
Yeah.
What do you think they're...
They're called motion sensors.
What do you think motion... What are they picking up on in the motion?
The laser motion. Beam.
Heat that, signature... That
it shoots a laser beam from one laser beam to another, and when you cross it, it fucking...
Yeah, don't cross the streams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
You can duck underneath it.
Yes.
That's not how it works. It goes off if it detects heat moving.
Because at my house, the one outside, you could definitely go around that.
Yeah, you could just duck under it, step over it.
Yeah, and if you stay still.
Yeah, you ever see Entrapment with fucking, what's her face? Where she's doing the fucking...
Where she does that ass move underneath the thing?
If it detects heat, how come it's not just going crazy if you stay still?
And you can't tell me her woof wasn't just spewing. Motion.
It's picking up the movement of heat.
Oh, well, like, that's still motion.
Picture predator vision.
That's still motion.
No way, then you could never get by it.
Picture predator vision. That's what it sees.
Is this particular alarm? Or just all of them?
Motion sensors.
No, motion sensors censor the beam, motherfucker.
It's like radar.
Yeah. No, it's not even like radar. Yeah, it hits the beam, it flies across wherever and hits another beam. And if you cross that path, then it's like...
You're thinking of a different motion. I'm talking one that goes up in the corner of the
motion? You're talking about predator heat vision, motherfucker. That's not what's happening.
I'm talking about heat signatures. You're talking about fucking cartoon banks where people have to do backflips to get through laser beams.
What are you talking about? I thought in a movie... And I'm talking about motion sensors.
We do back
motion with heat. So like a fart could just set it off. Like, it's like
good question.
Probably not hot enough.
Like just some Indian's breath. Like,
farts are pretty fucking hot, Pete.
If you're Dawson, maybe.
If the place
that's why they call it the Dutch oven.
Yeah, man. Dude, it's motion sensor senses motion, dude.
Yeah, but it's... All right. Never mind. Let's move on with the story. Because...
You're one ugly motherfucking motion detector. Yeah.
Because there's a new thing going around. Where to break into places, thieves have been wrapping themselves in tinfoil because it keeps the heat in.
Probably
because
it reflects the fucking beam back.
It says right fucking here on CNN to keep the heat signatures from being seen by the motion detector.
This must be some new shit because I've evaded motion sensors by using a mirror.
Well, it's probably blocking the heat signature.
No!
Or you got fancy laser traps.
No! Fancy laser traps?
I think we're talking about two different things here.
Did you write this fucking story?
I did. I work for CNN now.
I don't believe it. I don't believe one word of it.
Anyway, the point of the story is it didn't work for these guys. I mean, the whole thing's caught on video, and it's very funny to see two grown men wrapped in tinfoil trying to rob a place.
Well, here's my thing. You're saying motion sensor. I think there's a heat sensor, and they wrapped themselves in foil thinking it was a motion sensor, and they're like, ew, ew, oh my God, they have some other sensor. I'm out.
Meanwhile, boom. They're cooking like fucking Hot Pockets.
Yeah, they're sweating bullets.
They're cooking like Hot Pockets.
Mm-hmm. They're cooking.
Yeah, man, that's Hot Pocket robbery.
I'm looking for
it. I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Yo, ham and cheese, that's my Hot Pocket, bro. It's ham and cheese forever.
Pepperoni pizza.
I knew you were going to say the pepperoni pizza. It's a good Hot Pocket. I can't lie. Ham and cheese forever.
It just says alarm, motion alarm activated by body heat. That's what I'm going on.
This is some newfangled shit.
In fucking Rio de Janeiro? They don't got anything newfangled.
I heard in Rio de Janeiro, Google Earth has to update their shit and blur out a lot of dead bodies on the road.
Oh, yeah.
They have something like 80,000 or 50,000 murders there a year.
With a giant Christ the Redeemer going, look at this carnage.
Armageddon. Dance for me, puppets.
My favorite thing is every movie that is set there, or hell, even when the Olympics were there, they always had to do that big helicopter pan over the big Jesus onto the city shot.
The Olympics the Olympics happened this summer. It's World Cup happened.
Was it the World Cup?
World Cup two years ago, yeah.
Yeah, World Cup. Pan over the Jesus.
Yeah. They made the biggest atrocity in the world was building an arena in the Amazon jungle to just ditch it.
Yeah.
They played two games there, or maybe four, and they're like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's like nature taking over.
Jurassic Park now.
Yeah.
And dude, the players didn't look happy that I had to play there. They were like, dude, it's 150% humidity. It's like 110 degrees. I'm going to die.
People catching malaria.
Oh my God, snakes.
Snakes.
Have y'all seen that fucking...
Anacondas?
I think the Japanese built it. It's similar statue, only Jesus is ripped. He is fucking...
I have seen that one.
He's like Lou Ferrigno ripped.
Oh, he's got mass, not just core.
Yeah, he is.
Because Jesus is known for his core.
No, this guy is like stocky built, you know?
Oh, all right. He's flipping cars. All right, I get you.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I would rather worship a really like badass Jesus like that.
American Jesus is like, he looks like he hasn't eaten in 10 days.
He's a very pale, fey looking man.
What are you talking about? I think our society like tries to become like look like Jesus as far as like body tone. It's like just shredded abs.
Jesus got like crack body.
Lean muscle.
Crack body. Definitely.
Bro, if you don't look like you've been on the cross for 2 days, then you ain't in shape. All right? you need those core muscles.
I want to do the Jesus workout.
Help!
What they don't, shitting yourself on a torture device, yes.
What they don't tell you is they didn't pin down his legs. He kept, like, bringing them up. Doing cross...
You think you got me, Romans?
Doing cross crunches that whole time.
Like you ain't helping anything but my core. Yeah.
He's like, die young and leave a pretty corpse. That's what I say.
Rips both his hands off of that shit and gives the LeBron James blood like.
All right, moving on. Riot Tag.
It's a good name for his metal band.
Hell yeah.
Here is Riot Tag.
Hardcore shit. Anyway, this is one of my favorite types of stories. You know I love social media stories.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. So this was let's see where this was. Belfast. There was some riots
again?
In Belfast.
A lot of Irish news, Pete.
Yep. Well, you know, you're all UK. I centralized it specifically to Ireland.
You know what? It's that one website. It's a UK-based thing.
This is from a UK one, too.
And half the stories on the Mirror are like, UFO definitely sighted. In this
time. All right, doing the news again. News sites have really gone downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like 10 worst celebrity bodies. You won't believe number 3.
Yeah.
That's not news.
I'm looking for stupid news. I'm like, I don't really care about Bernie Sanders' rally.
Yeah.
I heard he got played yesterday in that debate.
I didn't watch it.
I didn't care.
I do not know. Anyway, so there was a big riot. Sure. Dudes rolling in this riot. Hurting cops, whipping shit at cops, trashing the place,
right.
Smashing windows. He's working out.
We're not going to take it.
He's got a face mask on. He's doing good. He gets through this riot. He gets home. These pictures start circulating of him in the riot, face masked on. What would you do? What would you do? Just let it be? Or would you tag yourself and put them all on Facebook?
Oh, no.
No?
Because he did that.
I would like them, but not tag myself. Right. I'm like, retweet.
Yeah.
Favorite.
So he's in 2 years in jail because he's a jackass.
I mean, if you're going to do illegal activity, man, don't tell. You can claim that you did to your friends, but like in private, but you can't really put definite proof out there that you did it.
Put the little box around your head, tag it with your name.
Yeah.
Cops are like, what the fuck? Who just caught this dude?
I just beat up a cop and ran, but that's me right there, though, doing it.
I mean, up until up until that point, he sounded like a badass.
Hashtag cop killer.
You know?
Hashtag body count.
Hashtag fuck the police.
Just bumping straight iced tea.
Oh, yo, you just do like wherever the cop car was, like, hashtag fuck the 502. Fuck that car.
It's Casey Jones in that shit.
All right, let's do it, a Australian one. This story's called Priorities, because that's what the Australians have.
Great abs, too. Good chorus. They're Jesus-like.
Are they known for that? No. I know the ones in the commercials for the tourism board are.
They're known for making coin purses out of donkey.
Talking about ball sacks?
Kangaroo balls, yeah.
Coin purses out of kangaroo nut? Kangaroos, oh, wait.
Yes.
Time out. Kangaroos are flopping thing. With fucking big fat dongs?
Yeah.
So it's like hippity hop, and then it's like slapping on the pouch.
Not going only out. Are they fucking ripped out of their minds, but they're packing heat.
Dude, the kangaroo is the most vicious animal in the world because it kicks, it punches, and it's got a big floppy dong.
The cartoons were not, you know, exaggerating. Those guys can fuck shit up.
Like the one that would always beat up Sylvester?
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's a cat. I mean, yeah, you're getting fucked up.
They actually downplayed it.
Kangaroo's a badass.
He wasn't even ripped, that kangaroo.
See, my problem is...
it was a baby.
I didn't realize that kangaroos were hanging dong like that.
I don't think it's just flopping about like that.
Well, I mean, like, it's...
And if they have a pouch, they clearly are a female, so they wouldn't have dong.
No,
they don't all have pouches?
No. They're nuts. They hollow it out and make it into, like, a pouch that you can carry stuff in.
No, I'm not talking about what man did to that poor animal. I'm talking about what they hop around like.
I'm talking what Australians do.
Yeah, I get that. No, Australians... Took ways with their bits, yeah. But they do have the nuts and balls combo down there, though, right?
He's really concerned with what kangaroos are packing downstairs.
Cause they're vicious, man. I don't want to get kicked and punched, and have a floppy dong too. Like, would you rather get fought by a guy in some shorts or a guy naked?
That's true. Like, can't argue that.
Guy naked's more intimidating.
He's more intimidating, but he's vulnerable.
He's still as vulnerable just if he had pants on.
No way.
No, you run away from the guy who gets naked before a fight.
What are you going to grab, bro? You can still grab his nuts if you had pants on. If you want to punch him or you know, but like if he's got nothing on, you know he's ready to throw.
Like, yeah,
it's actually a video I saw online. It's a, like, this was like just taken on the street, but it's just big black dude about to pound on this little white guy. Little white guy pulls his shirt off and starts walking towards big black guy who's about to hit him, and then little white guy starts wiggling out of his pants. So he's butt naked, and the big dude just runs away. I'm like, I would do the same shit. You don't want to fuck with somebody who's just going to get naked in the street.
Yeah. Why are you getting naked? To prey on their fears.
I like to get butt naked and fight people. That's right. So you ever been knocked out by somebody naked?
That's the thing. That's
even more disrespectful.
You don't know what's going to happen.
If you took off
after the fact, that moment right before lights out, you're like, oh no.
I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident.
Probably goes in slow motion.
I'm pretty confident I could take you to fight, Lou, but if you got buck naked, I would run. Like, oh my God, he's for real.
Well, you know what?
No amount of Goomba stomping will fix this.
I can't Goomba stomp that.
I was going to say, like, I know that I got to dodge a jump. Like,
No.
It's telegraphed it.
It's a King Leonidas kick and then a stomp.
Well, don't tell me.
Tell you what,
you're filling him in on your whole strategy. Shit ever goes down between if, you guys.
Even if he blocks it, he's gonna fucking go backwards like, ah.
Anyway, let's go back to Australia and what this guy did. He got pulled over at a routine traffic stop, and police found a car filled with children with no seatbelts on, including a less than 1 year old infant, just bouncing around the backseat of this car.
Well, I mean, they
on the floor, in the wheel well, all over the place.
Are they packed in good? Because then it's kind of safe.
It doesn't say. It just says several children, including like a baby.
It's unsafe if there's room for them to slide around.
Asses to elbows, bro. They are stuck.
Yeah. They were down in like the footwells and everything.
I think if you put a piece of plywood in front of them, they'd be all right.
Tetris would be impressed.
But here's what makes this story more interesting. The one thing buckled into this car was several cases of beer in the front seat.
The guy's got his priorities.
We can't shake
That's
that
why
shit
I named it Priority.
Who wants a foamy brew, man? Nobody. Right. Like,
exactly.
Right. Injured kids, whatever.
They didn't get fathered by a sober guy, obviously. Yeah.
They were drunk babies.
Yeah.
Australian. We call them Australians. Drunk baby. Australian baby.
All right. I guess we're done with that one.
Yeah.
We got all of our kicks out of the Australians.
We got two more here. Let's do
one. Wait, time out. Vegemite. Now we're done.
Vegemite.
I feel like I'm winning against the kangaroo, though. Because I've eaten one.
You're going to get so fucked up. Yeah. They're vicious.
Yeah, but I've
seen pictures of like just a kangaroo in the wild.
No. I'm not saying in a fight. I'm saying in life. Because I've never been hit by one, but I have eaten kangaroo meat.
Well, I mean,
I'm pretty sure they've eaten human meat.
Which means I have their strength now.
You have no idea if they've eaten human meat or not. Yeah. They haven't eaten your meat because you don't go to Australia.
Yeah.
But you don't know how many cannibalistic kangaroos there are.
Oh my God, there's a sci-fi original movie in there.
How do you think Kangaroo Jack got that hoodie?
Did he eat Anthony Anderson?
The guy before him.
Mike Epps!
We assume that he's in that movie. We have no
idea. I don't know. Yeah. Was that Jerry O'Connell or some shit?
Jerry O'Connell. He did marry a hot bitch, though. Can't kill him on that.
Oh, yeah. He was the fat kid from Goonies. Good on him.
He had a solid career. Sliders lasted like 8 seasons, man. That's pretty solid.
Did it last that long? I bet that show doesn't hold up one bit.
I bet you that show never held up. It just lasted 8 seasons. Good for him. And he had Firefly for like 8 episodes. Like,
that wasn't him.
What?
That wasn't him.
No, I know. I'm saying and Firefly yet lasted 8 episodes. Sliders went for like 8 seasons.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Firefly being the way better show.
Yes. Agreed.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. So let's move on to this house, Nature's Weed Killer. Guy moves into this house a couple years ago. It's a
Is it Snoop Dogg, Nature's Weed Killer?
Not that kind of weed. Actual weeds.
Oh,
well. Dandelions and shit.
Oh.
All right, so read on.
Moves into this house. It's a 120-year-old house. Considered historical.
So it's settled.
So, it's nice.
Yeah, it's no creaks. It's completely there.
But the bad news for this house is the guy who moved there has a habit of exterminating weeds with a blowtorch. We all see where this is going.
You know, is the property bricked? Because this is old
construction.
Well, because I had a when I was a kid, my backyard was all bricked up, and my grandfather had a weed dandelion killer that was a flamethrower more or less, and it burnt up all the little weeds.
This was not bricked.
All right.
Plus, I believe you had vinyl siding, which is a little different.
Me?
Back in that house?
I would.
That was wood?
Yeah, but it's not like I went. Oh, there's a weed next to the house. I was like, I'll rip that one out.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he managed to burn down this whole historical house. And because of its older construction, it was super flammable. Super, super, like a tinderbox.
Back in the day, they used to dip the wood in kerosene to get it, you know, ripe.
Oh, yeah.
Nails would go in easier.
That's what they use for varnish.
Yeah.
Just kerosene it. Fine sheen of kerosene and gasoline.
That's why, bugs in were just flammable back in the day. They just light them up because they would crawl on the kerosene wood.
Oh, kamikaze bugs, yeah. They just fly into it a little too hard.
You ever light up a bug?
Like, burn a bug?
Yeah.
I'm not. I'd be lying if I said it didn't.
I've done it before, and I've only gotten to once where this spider must have walked in something flammable where it was like, whew, like it just ate up. I was like, oh, and then I was obsessed with it. I was like, I kept burning spiders or. First bugs, and then spiders specifically, and I never got the same effect. Then I became older. I was like, he must have walked through something flammable.
No, I think...
he stepped in some, like, cooking oil.
I think webs are super flammable.
It wasn't like he was wrapped.
So if he was just like...
Webs just kind of
full
pop away.
Full of web, maybe. At
my old place, I used to, like, smoke cigarettes outside, and we get these big, giant webs.
Yeah.
And I would just take a lighter to them, and they'd just kind of fall away.
Yeah.
Like, the heat would just evaporate them. So I wouldn't call this flammable.
They wouldn't flame. They would be like, just no longer there.
Disintegrate.
Yeah. Disintegrate more than flame.
I did when I was a kid, used to burn ants. That was my thing.
Like, with the magnifying glass style?
No, not like what was I, Dennis the Menace? No, I fucking, they would get in the house, like get in the kitchen, and I would just sit there with a barbecue lighter and just like find where they were coming from. And every time one poked a head, I'd be like,
that's literally what I did. I also went as far as to catch ants and throw them in spider webs, and spiders are like, I'm sorry, get out of my web. Yeah. Like, they don't want that ant beef, where the ants would be like, dun, 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 yeah. dun,
dun. You take one of us, you face all of us.
They make an ant bridge to the middle of his web, and he's like,
the worst thing I ever did was, like, my parents were obsessed with keeping the ants out, so I was like, probably 10. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm going to help. So I took a bowl of water, I put an Easter candy in the middle of it, and I... on a piece of paper, and I lined the whole thing with glue.
Oh my god.
And I was in my room, and the next day it was just swarmed with ants stuck to this piece of paper.
It looked like ants were bowing down to the chocolate.
Yeah, like an ant god.
Oh yeah.
Alright, let's do our last story. Let's see what it called. It called it Knock It Off, Brian.
Sorry, man.
Sex bots?
No, it would be like, go, you can do it.
I'm all for Brian having sex with a robot. In fact, I should have brought the story about the guy in Japan who built the Scarlett Johansson robot. I forgot
sex
about
bots,
that one.
It's like every single week there's a new story about sex bots. This is your year.
I think Brian's going to be
our
guinea
sex bot.
Because look, I'm all for like no strings attached fucking, but yeah. I want him to be the guinea pig on this thing
it's
first.
It's going to be the end of the human fucking race.
What do you think I'm going to say? Pete, it was great.
Yeah. It gnawed my dick off with metal teeth.
What right. do you? Why would they put metal teeth? It was like, you know what?
Just watch that Scarlett Johansson robot video. It's like...
I'm going to come back. Look, we did our business and I shut her off. It was great.
Power down.
Put her pussy in the dishwasher and that was the end of it.
Self-cleaning mode.
Yeah. Well, I don't trust her to self-clean. You got to put it in the dishwasher.
You get in there with like a tube cleaner, you know what I'm saying?
With
a pipe cleaner. Yeah.
A pipe.
Yeah.
Some Brillo.
It's the only way.
All right, well, I fucked up.
No, she's cleaning my pipes, not the verse. All
right. I fucked up and I put the wrong story in that link, so I will just recount it from memory.
Whoops.
Group of people order a pizza from Domino's. Pizza arrives with a nasty letter in it. Saying we would very much appreciate it if you wouldn't order a pizza in caps 5 minutes before we close. Domino's has a bad attitude.
She should have been like, don't stay open.
Here's the point. Here's the thing. Like, they got all uppity. We may have to work late. They were delivering a pizza to overnight nurses.
That's
get off your high horse, Domino's.
Also, like, don't work at Domino's if you don't order, if you don't want to deliver pizza at 4 a.m. Like,
exactly.
The end.
Get a real job.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like, oh, Domino's still open? Let's get him over here. Like, all right. Yeah. Fuck
him. Endo news.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Delicious, delicious cheesy breads.
Oh, well, they got a great product. Like, you know, it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's very, very good pizza.
With the coupons?
Oh, and it's cheap for what you get.
Yeah, although this guy...
Pizza Tracker app?
Do you use... You don't even use coupons,
nah,
do you?
Man. I'm too lazy.
Big swinging dick over here.
Yeah.
I was bragging about it. He was.
I'm just saying, like, one day I was like, did you use the... He's like, I don't need coupons.
Peasant.
He slapped you in the face with a stack of them.
Coupons.
Take them, peasant.
Coupons. I just kind of ordered from the hip. Like, so I put on my pizza. Actually, I had to quit Domino's, man. Domino's and me, just no longer friends, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, what happened?
Too many late nights.
Too many late nights, man. I try to cook for myself now. It's just... Like, tonight after you guys leave, I'm going to cook some fried rice. I'm going to try that out. That Blue Apron shit did a wonders. Like, I know how to cook.
Well, good. Don't talk about them. We're not sponsored yet.
What, Blue Apron?
Yeah.
Blue Apron. Give us money.
Give us money, Blue Apron. We love you, Blue
yeah,
Apron.
I love your product.
Hey, Loot Crate, 2 out of 3 of us have you.
Yeah, man. Loot Crate, come
give
on.
Give us money back.
And I collect the shit that they don't want.
That's true. You've made out pretty well. Yeah. That's why you hang around. You're like, free beer and free shit?
Oh, right. My God. A fucking Doctor Who spork? Oh,
which,
I made it.
You know what, man? That thing is not that fucking cool.
That thing is unwieldy.
That's why and it doesn't light up. It doesn't... like, nothing.
What did you think it was going to do?
It's light up spork. On the end. Like, have a button. At least have a button. Even if you don't do anything.
Well, it didn't want to let you down eventually when the light went
that
out. You never bought that little battery.
It's a little watch battery.
It's a fucking ornate fork. Doesn't even look like a fucking screwdriver.
It came in a box of $20 stuff. Like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Like, that was the leftovers from all the good shit that he kept.
Yeah.
Well, that might have been cool. I just don't watch Doctor Who.
No, it wasn't cool, and I do watch Doctor Who.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad it put a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. Thanks for the free thing, Brian.
No, I'm
asshole.
Not saying you. I'm saying Loot Crate. Step up your game.
I liked how is Loot Crate the first entity in that market where they gave you creative stuff specific to whatever you wanted.
No, I think Birchbox predates it.
Birch, the makeup company.
Yeah.
Or the makeup. Box, whatever.
Yeah, I think they were, or, and there was a pet one that I think came before that.
Lou had one of the pet ones. It was like yeah. Wolf Box or something like Wolf that.
Box. It was, I mean, it was great. Except now we've got this fucking giant box full of toys that she don't even play with.
Well, yeah, well, it's dogs.
Like, that's, well, that's where you spread the love. You yeah, know,
I think it. I would like them to give more treats, maybe, because like the toys, the one that you gave me, it got. Well, I have a pit bull here, so it got dead real quick. So anything like plastic or shit.
Well, you know what? Fucking, they have like. Large dog one, and mine was for small dogs.
Yeah.
You know.
Anyway, somebody give us money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Please.
Domino's, baby?
Domino's?
Or Giuseppe?
No, you severed ties.
Giuseppe?
I just severed ties. No more pee. All right. Let's go.
Let's move on. Mm-hmm. Quick break.
Yeah.
Back with games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Adam.
And we encourage you to come listen to a very special program.
A podcast, unlike anything you've heard before. Right, Brian?
What? No, dude. Everyone has a podcast.
Everyone has a podcast.
What's our show about?
We talk about comedy,
sports,
science,
topical news,
meat hunting,
music,
podcasting,
Matthew McConaughey,
Beijing,
health and fitness,
horse cocks,
technical difficulties,
buffaloes,
popular culture,
maybe a little too much about the Asians.
Aw, y'all army so cute and tiny. Roger. Edits. Check us out on Twitter at EHAP Podcast. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, or through our website, www.ehappodcast.com. Contact us directly through ehappodcast@gmail.com. Like and subscribe on YouTube under EHAP Podcast. We're also on Facebook and Grindr.
Really? We're on Facebook?
I think so.
All right, we are back. Ready to play some games. Sure to check out our friends, hashtag Potter and Family.
That's right.
And you want to play a movie game? And just like the
movies, hey, turn that shit off. This is Paint a Black movie game.
All right, so usual setup. I'm going to give you an actor. I'm going to give you a genre. I'm going to give you an item. And you have to make a movie out of it. So this week, The Jungle Book opens.
Ooh.
Looks kind of cool.
Nah.
Bill Murray's a big bear.
I'd like to see it.
Look, Bill Murray's voice is awesome.
I got fucked last night in trivia because I fucked up. And the question was, which of these two... It was a big question, a lot of like subcategories, but it was which of these was in a best movie of the year, Oscar award-winning movie, Bill Murray or Dan Aykroyd? And I said Bill Murray because I could have sworn Royal Tenenbaums won, but it didn't. It won best screenplay.
And Dan Aykroyd was in what?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Holy shit, he was in that?
And I remembered after we gave him the fucking thing. So my streak is over.
Wow.
So. Yeah. I'm a little annoyed at Bill Murray today, so I picked Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, shit. Well, ScarJo. She does a lot of movies for like a big actress, you know?
She does a lot of movies. I like her actress.
Like, usually the big actress and actors. What? Do maybe like 2 or 3 movies a year. She does. She's in like 4 or 5.
Well, she got those Marvel movies.
She has to get paid.
She's in
yeah,
Civil War coming up.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, even like beyond Marvel, like she's in, you know, like last year she did that movie where she used all of her brain.
The Lucy movie.
That sucked.
I'm just saying she does a lot of movies for like a big time actress.
That was a garbage movie though.
I just hated all the Yakuza parts, and I liked everything about like how she used her entire brain.
You know that's a myth.
No, yeah, I get it, but at least that part was interesting. The Yakuza part was like...
What about when she went in time and met the cave monkey?
All right, well, that movie's stupid in general.
It was stupid. It was
anything
a dumb
that
movie.
Wasn't dealing with the like, what, like how her powers with her brain was.
Because nothing was going to stop her.
No, man, she was like Jefferson Starship, man.
References.
He loves the brains.
All right, so Scarlett Johansson. Let's put her in a video game movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And give her a power glove for that.
All right.
Brian seems ready.
All right, man.
Questions, Lou?
I'm just thinking, like, this has got to be a Nintendo movie.
You do whatever you want with it.
Because the power glove is very...
It's so bad.
Specific.
All right. She's on an alien planet, and you see the back of her head and a power glove. And she's suiting up, and all of a sudden she turns around, puts a helmet on, and she's Samus. And it's a fucking Metroid movie, and she's fighting Mother Brain. She's curling up into a ball, doing all your favorite Metroid shit. Metroid movie. I'm not going to take the rest of your time, Pete. Explains itself.
She would actually be a pretty good Samus. I'd watch it.
It actually sounds awesome.
I'm sold. Somebody do that.
Yeah.
All right.
She'd look good in that like Zero suit.
Fuck yeah, man. Get that secret ending with her in a bikini.
I'm actually like, somebody write that down. I'm going to give you a bonus point for that visual.
All right. My answer is...
Bad?
No. But...
not great.
You're going to think... I was going to say, you're going to think I ripped off Brian.
You can say Samus? So,
no, I was going to say... Scarlett Johansson. I was going to say she's Zelda, but she's in the live-action version of Captain N.
There we go.
And that's where the power glove comes in.
There you go.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, knockoff Zelda's there, right?
Who's knockoff Zelda?
Because he was like the wrong fucking color in that
Well,
show, right?
Excuse me, princess.
Wasn't he?
Wait, what?
Yeah, they called him like the wrong color in that.
He's green.
He's green.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
In the first Zelda?
In the show.
In the show. He was
oh,
green.
In the show. Whatever. It was
yeah,
his,
yeah.
This is
yeah,
Link.
Yeah.
I thought he was green. At least the Link cartoon, he was green. Like the after on Fridays on the
after the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah, after the Super Mario Brothers, they should have the Green Zelda, and he'd be like, "Excuse me."
That show
me,
is
princess.
So racist against Italians, by the way.
Is it?
Ba, 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 ba.
You remember his catchphrase?
Well, I remember
in the cartoon?
Sweaty Italians on your screen today.
I remember the live action parts. Like every problem they had was like spaghetti centric.
Pasta fazole.
No, that wasn't the live parts. That was a cartoon.
That was
a
cartoon.
Like, princess, you said you're gonna make me some spaghetti.
And every time he beat Bowser, he'd be like, pasta power.
Yeah, dude, he would be like, we won, princess. Where's my fettuccine? And she'd be like, I don't cook.
Then I slap your face.
Like, you stupid bitch.
You had one job.
What am I, Mr. Cucurabanza?
That's what happens.
Mario dipped into that vino a little too yeah. often.
You name a dude Mario, it's going to happen, man. It's going to happen. If his name was Jose, there would have been, like, rice and beans pack for sure.
Be like, I would save the princess, but I'm so tired.
Taco power!
He'd be hitting Bowser with a bag of oranges.
Princess, you said if I beat Bowser, you give me a burrito. Arroz con pollo. That, you know what? It sounds racist.
He's a gardener instead of a plumber. Just writes itself.
Yeah, man. And he was
and the
mowing.
Flower power makes sense at that point.
The which one?
Flower power.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Did his garden weeds.
He grew those himself.
He was mowing a lawn and just fell into like a dip in the lawn. And
it was like.
We are coming up with gold today.
Yeah.
I want Scarlett Johansson as Samus and I want Spanish Mario.
Hmm. It'd be like, what would his name? It could still be Mario, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's just Mario.
Mario.
Instead of Mario.
Instead of Mario.
It's Mario.
Mario.
True enough.
Instead of Yoshi, it's like a Chihuahua. And it's like all my friends.
Yoshi. You still punch him in the back of the head, though.
Donkey punch.
I always love that you donkey punch me.
I'm like, that's your boy, man.
You ever notice he has, like in the Super Nintendo game, he has orange arms?
Yoshi.
Look at that game and try not to see it.
He has multiple colors, so it's every color has orange arms?
They had man arms, like muscle man arms.
Weird.
On a green.
Old Jedi. Yoshi's like, hey Mario, you got some problems?
Let's go beat Bowser, but first, we're going to stop at the gun show.
Yeah, which way is the beach, Mario? All right, so what's up next here?
Next movie. There's a movie called Criminal out this week.
Oh, Michael Jackson?
No, that's Smooth Criminal.
Oh, just Criminal.
No, this is Criminal. They're not that smooth. Mm. This movie stars Kevin Costner, so we're going to go with him. Also, Gary Oldman,
Tommy Jones. Gary Oldman, that guy.
Ryan Reynolds.
So who are we using?
Costner. I feel like he's coming back. Like,
is he, though?
Yeah, he disappeared for a good, like, 6-7 Every movie...
Well, he's doing movies, but he's not coming back.
The last movie he did was with Ashton Kutcher, where he was, like, a lifeguard or some shit. And then he did Dick for, like, 6-7 years, and now he's back.
Well, he did Mr. Brooks. You see that?
No one saw Dick. All
no.
Right.
No, now he's Superman's dad, and he's got Moneyball, or what was that one? The football one.
Oh, not Moneyball. The draft.
The draft one. Draft Day.
Draft Day.
He did this thing. He's showing up. He's in Batman v Superman, a very confusing sequence.
He's in a bunch of movies now, but 4 years ago, he was nothing.
Nothing for a few years. So, Costner, Alien Invasion. And he's got a bowling ball.
Bowling ball.
All right. Okay. So, Kevin Costner, he's our protagonist, obviously. And these aliens, they come down in very blocky ships, right? Very square, not your traditional disc ships. And their method of attack is they all move to the right, they go down a bit, and then they all move to the left.
Drop down, move in reverse, and increase speed.
Yes. And so he's trying desperately to hit them with these fucking bowling balls. And then he even fires through his own shields and Madman.
He's an animal.
Yeah.
He can never hit that one that's moving quicker over the top.
Will he save the day? I don't know.
That's how you picture fucking Space Invaders? Kevin Costner whipping bowling balls.
I had to make it work, man.
We're on a video game thing, I see.
Yeah.
Brian?
Okay, we start in a bowling alley, and it's Jeff Bridges and John Goodman are sitting there, and then all of a sudden, a guy comes up. It's Kevin Costner, and he has a bowling ball too. And he's the last part of their team. He replaced Donnie. It's Big Lebowski too, and they get involved in some hijinks. And what was the third part of this?
Aliens.
Aliens. All of a sudden, John Turturro comes in. He's like, "You don't fuck with the Jesus." And then this one's more bowling centric. So they don't get involved in too much, like, crazy play. But they play his team, which is, like, an Italian guy, a Mexican guy. There's a whole bunch of illegal aliens out of here.
Illegal aliens. I like it. Okay.
And, you know, the dude's trying to instill his beliefs in his brother. And his brother's, like, a big corporate guy. He's got, like, a shiny ball. It's, like, made of chrome and, like, a great haircut, good suit. And he's like, "We got to win, blah, blah, blah," all this stuff. He's like, "Nah, man." And then Bridges is like, "We just got to play the game, man. This is about, we got to roll, man." And, you know, opposites clash, whatever. But eventually they make it to the final game against the aliens, is what they're called. It's, you know, they win the tournament finally. And it's all about the bowling alley this time. It's not about, what, you know, someone getting kidnapped and ferrets in water and all that shit.
How's Donnie alive?
Donnie's dead. He replaced Donnie on the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he replaced Donnie Dierkowitz or whatever his name was.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie. Okay. Tabulated points. Now, there's another movie coming out this week. I had no idea this existed. But Barbershop, The Next Cut, is out this week.
Oof.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I got it. All right.
So, let's do Ice Cube.
Ice Cube?
Ice Cube. In a kung fu movie. Involving a bowl of noodles.
A bowl of noodles.
Well, I'm gonna.
Lou looks delighted with the felt. Right?
Lou, if you want to go first, you go first.
It's a brew and neuter. A brew and neuter.
All right, I guess Ice Cube is the star in Man with the Iron Fist 3, and you know, he's a noodle chef, and in this particular kung fu, he's got to fight. A dude with the iron feats. And he's dancing it up like Michael Jackson, right?
Man with the iron fist versus dude with the iron feats?
Yeah.
You have me at the title.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're not just kung fu battling. They're also dancing. It's like that mixed with
what are those dance movies called? Step Up?
Step Up. Yeah.
Or, to the streets?
Somebody gets served. You know.
It was the people at his restaurant. Noodles.
Yeah.
Nooka. Nooka's Asian nooka.
Now, will Ice Cube be reprising his role from every fucking movie he's ever been in as angry black man?
You know, it's Ice Cube. But he will have his friend Chris Tucker there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have we seen Tucker in a while?
Nah, man, ever since he snapped found God, bro.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he found Jesus, right?
Is that what he found?
He found God. He became a preacher of a Baptist ministry in, like, the South.
Oh,
he,
I wouldn't want to go to that church.
He does not have the voice for that.
It's like, praise Jesus! He's like, it's Sunday, you ain't got shit to do, why ain't you in church?
But he could definitely be like, hota! And that's where he's
who kicked me?
He fits in. Yeah.
He fits body of Christ!
Prison. Yeah. I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth.
I don't understand the words coming out of your mouth. Is somebody speaking in tongues? Like, blah,
blah, blah. Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, he probably got inspired when he did the Fifth Element, when he was that announcer guy, right?
Where he's screaming.
He is the most annoying part of that movie.
He's so funny. I love him.
Really? I love that movie, but he does get a little old over the course of that movie.
Multipass.
I know, you have a multipass.
We all have a
loot crate.
Yeah. I didn't give you that one. That was a keeper.
All right, so you had...
What are the criterion again?
We got Ice Cube in a kung fu movie with a bowl of noodle.
I'm going to borrow from myself, so don't even bother calling me out.
Borrow of noodle.
Ice Cube is Soul Brother, right? And he has a Chinese restaurant in Chinatown, but he was raised by, you know, Chinese people, and he's a black kid. And he just knows the secret of the best noodles. And he has sun fists. And he could chop vampires in the chest with them. And the blood is the secret ingredient to the noodles, right? And he basically goes through Chinatown just sun karate chopping fucking Yakuza, Japanese ninjas, whatever. And he throws some funny lines out there. He's just like, you know, line, whatever. Boom. With the garage. I haven't wrote that one yet.
I was waiting for a zinger. I did not get a zinger.
Hey, look, we're going to get a bunch of writers on this, all right? It's not just me.
Speaking of, when you originally conceived of that storyline, didn't Lou co-write it?
Definitely.
What part did you write?
The whole part with the special duck sauce and...
did I mention the special duck sauce?
And I thought the Soul Chinese Brother... restaurant...
Restaurant and, was thin because the noodles.
And the protagonist was the dude with the sushi shop, and he had like, what do you call it? Like nunchucks.
I'm just saying, I'm not
nunchucks made out of fish.
I'm not trying to take away from your answer.
I'm glad I avoided all that.
I'm just saying, I thought you two collaborated on writing that.
Nothing that I said was part of him.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, and you know, he's got his, you know, his zingers, his one-liners that a better man than me could write. Boom. There you go.
I'm pretty sure he says today was a good day.
He didn't even have to use his AK, I feel.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough movies for now. Let's do our best day ever. A perfect 10.
Up next on the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10.
Oh, my bad.
I thought you made the long joint.
Up next on the dance floor, Painted Black presents The Perfect 10. Describe your best day. Do whatever. If it's the best day, then you'll be the winner. Perfect 10 over me. Ooh, it's longer. Perfect 10 over me. Yeah. I hope you're happy. Perfect 10 over me. Ooh. Name a look.
Wow.
Lou, edit me out playing the bad one first there.
No.
I like how you didn't just record it fresh. You just kind of tacked it on.
You said longer. You didn't say fresh.
And it didn't sync up. Oh, wow.
I love that it was meta. Lou, it's longer.
Wow.
I hope you're happy.
Was that what you were looking for, Lou?
That's great. That's great. I love it.
You feel good about it now?
Yep.
Okay.
Now I'm ready.
All right. I decided to go a little more mundane this week.
Okay.
So, everything I did this week was super boring. The most exciting thing I had, we're going to go grocery shopping.
Okay.
Your best day ever, grocery shopping.
I'll go.
Ready?
All right.
60 seconds on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
I go into the grocery store, and there's just a cart that just works right. And
rare.
And I go in there, and everything that I particularly want on sale, it's like, oh, my God, family-sized thing of Trix, 90% off just for you, bud. Awesome, dude. Milk on sale for that Trix. You know, just frozen burgers, Hot Pockets, everything good. I'm in the frozen food aisle, and it's just like the sexiest mom ever just comes up to me, winks. And she's in one of those like nice little like sweatpants outfits, just showing her butt off. Like she's out there, she's preening, you know, like a nice show pony. And like she's flirting with me, man. And I'm just like, oh man, this is pretty sweet, man. And we meet in a couple different aisles, and she's just like giving me the business, whatever. She gives me her little number. I'm like, cool, man, cool. I get there, and there's a big emergency. I get to the front of the line, and there's a big emergency that happens, and I just walk out a free cart full of food, man. And you can just kill the rest of the seconds because I got all my food for free in a number.
3, 2, 1. All right, you made the minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you bang that chick?
Well, it's my best day ever. I mean, yeah, we banged it.
Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
It was better for me than it was for her, but, you know, we did.
Follow-up question number two. You that into Trix?
First cereal I thought. I wasn't going to, like, really
mull it. He's a child at heart.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. What are you, Mucilex? Suck a dick.
I'm saying Trix are for
Mucilex.
Kids. Trix are for kids.
That's not a cereal.
Wasn't that, like, a shitty cereal that was kind of like that? Like
no,
Crispets?
That's, like, some shit for, Crispets? Like, allergies. And
no, that's got the Booger Man.
Yeah.
As the
Crispex?
I don't know. I never ate Crispex.
Crispex? I don't know, man. I don't eat boring cereal. I like kids cereal, bro. Kids cereal's the shit.
That was fucking wordplay, man.
What?
I just said Trix are for kids, and you're like, how dare you?
Trix, yeah, they're for kids.
That's why I said you're a child at
heart. Trix aren't for rabbits. They're for kids, man. And I'm a kid at heart.
Silly rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What cereal are you gonna buy, fucker?
All right.
Count chow.
60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah.
And shit. Go.
Okay. So. I don't even have to look for a parking space because I just drive my car directly into the Stop and Shop or whatever it is. And then just go right through the double doors. And they got a shopping cart waiting for me. It's like that old game show where you just got to stuff shit into the cart.
Supermarket Sweep.
Yes. And so I'm going through there. And the caveat, though, is there's a bunch of old ladies and they don't want me to get all of the bonus power-ups. So I'm running through there. I'm picking up, you know, full turkeys. And meanwhile, I'm knocking them over like it's GTA. Just patoom, patoom, patoom. Ladies, old ladies are flying. Flying right into the produce carts. This lady bangs her head on a fucking package of coconuts. And all right, so finally I get everything I want. Got a huge package of Elio's. They're fucking delicious. And I make it.
Time.
Elio's pizza. You're gonna fucking call Trix on me, and you're gonna get Elio's. Right. There's DiGiorno in there, man. It's like delivery.
You had me too at Supermarket Sweep, and then you murdered an old lady with coconuts.
She was asking for it.
Was she?
She was asking for it.
I did, like, at the supermarket this week, have a chick come on to me, and I was too dumb to notice, and I've been kicking myself all week. So that's Brian's tie-in. And secondly, I did ram another guy's cart. So, I did have a similar...
That's like gay talk for he banged the guy in the fucking supermarket.
Frozen food aisle.
I was going to say, first you...
No, dumbass
you didn't notice the lady, and then you're ramming guys.
I don't know. G. Willikers, lady.
I had headphones.
Ram cards, bud.
Like, I had a headphone in, and she kept talking to me. I just kept going, Then I realized she was kind of cute, like, trying to make conversation. I was like, damn it. Stupid.
Took that headphone off of that dude, though.
Yeah.
No, that dude was on
might get real.
Middle of the aisle with his fucking on a cell phone. So I just, like, I'm trying to, like, squeeze my cart through the aisle, and I just went, like, crashed his shit, and I just went, oh, I'm sorry, bro. You're in the middle of the aisle.
So it's cool, man. You want to go fuck?
You want to go fuck? Sal bar? Meet me at the Sal bar.
I hope you have insurance. Zing. Zing.
Seriously, do you want to go back and fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. We should exchange numbers, bro.
Yeah, I got all this vegetable oil.
Bro, it's like hedonism in that bathroom. You can do whatever. And take some paper towels. What, you know, shit happens.
Let's anoint ourselves with oils.
Anoint ourselves? We're having fucking vampiric gay sex at the Super Bowl.
I want you to eat a bowl of cereal off my back. No shredded wheat, though. It makes me itch.
Right. Yeah, no kashi. Mm-hmm.
Nah. No dry cereal. Yeah.
No. And then shit like tricks.
Baste me like a turkey. And then take my temperature.
That chick was like, is that a Cheerio on your back? Are you happy to see me?
No, it's Cheerio.
It's like, shut up, bitch.
Stop blowing my spot, you cunt.
All right, you guys ready for the next thing?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a little word association.
Let's do it.
All right. Lou, we'll start with you.
Yeah.
Whenever you're ready.
Yeah, sure.
Boring.
You.
Oh, shit! Oh! No.
I definitely got a dunk.
That's a point. No, that's not a dunk.
No, that's a point.
Okay,
that's
okay,
a
point.
Yeah. I'm fair like that. You make people laugh. You get a point.
Okay.
You dick. Hate.
Brian.
He's doing this Daniel Bryan right now.
Mm.
Money.
Brian again.
April.
Fools.
Day.
Words.
Hard. Them big words.
Bonus point. What was I doing when I wrote these words?
Let's see. April. What are the other ones?
Oh, you should have paid attention, son.
All right. Boring. April.
It's taxes. Taxes?
It's taxes.
I was doing my taxes. You get a point.
Literally, I got a high five?
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. You two are competing, man.
He's my rival and my friend.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Spider.
Ew.
Friends.
You guys.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
Chase.
Bank.
Enemies.
You guys.
And better.
I don't know.
What trailer was I watching
when
I wrote these words?
Doctor Strange?
Incorrect.
Mr. Strange?
Mr. Strange. I was watching the trailer for Civil War again.
Oh, Friends, Enemies,
Spider,
better.
Friends, Enemies.
So threw a curve
better than Batman, Superman.
He threw a curveball at me. It wasn't what he was doing. He was like, I know what I'm doing. What thing was I doing? Like, what?
Well, last week was like, who was I looking at? So
oh, no, I'm cool with it.
Trying
to keep
it a little more personal.
I like it. No, I like it. I was wrong.
And I had a backup, but that one's super specific, so I won't go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were supposed to have a authority on comic book stuff coming in. And I did want to talk about that Doctor Strange thing. You watch that?
I saw that Chiwetel's in it.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's his, sounds bad because he's a black
sidekick.
But he's his manservant.
Hmm.
Well, yeah.
Manservant.
This comic's a little... No, it's a...
Yes.
It's the double. It's like, get over here.
Is it even that loud, though? I thought it was more of a chop chop.
It's like a double golf clap.
It's like you only had a little bit of enthusiasm.
It's swift, but quiet. Mm-hmm.
You guys want to try Brian's game from last week, a little bit of that impression going?
Absolutely,
yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
I wrote some of those down. I thought those might be fun.
Let's do it again.
All right.
So whoever wants to go first.
I'll do it.
But let's do Liam Neeson.
Okay.
And he's going to say, you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
That's it?
That's it.
All right.
Short and sweet.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
It was Grumbly Brian. Okay.
All right. Channeling Taken here.
Taken.
Walk with the Tombstones. Maybe. A little bit of that.
Right.
That shit with Taken on a plane.
Yeah.
All right. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
I kind of liked it.
As Darkman, definitely.
He's got a bit of a raspy.
There's a comedian, you know, Kevin Pollak.
Mm-hmm.
He has a game on. I don't know if he does it on his podcast,
he's
but
that
I've heard
little
of,
guy, right?
Yeah, he was in. He's a brownie from Willow.
Is he? No, he's not.
Yeah, he's one of the brownies.
As a kid, he's not a midget.
No, but they shrunk him. Nobody's that small. No, that's him in like.
Oh my god, that's the one that's like, "You're so beautiful."
That's him.
Oh yeah. My god, that is Kevin Pollak.
But he's a great impressionist, and he does a thing called like micro impressions, mm-hmm. where he just picks one word, and you have to guess like who it is that he's doing. And his for Liam Neeson was just potatoes.
Potatoes.
He does it really good. I suggest people listen. That's a recommendation. All right, for the next one, Matthew McConaughey.
We'll go this way.
Let's just say a Lannister always pays his debts.
All right. A Lannister always pays his debts.
That was just you.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
Had no point for that. All
right. Best part about being a Lannister is you always pay your debts.
Oh, I didn't know you could add stuff. I would have all righted.
I ad libbed. All right.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, you could do whatever the fuck you want. Oh,
it's the Wild West. It's the Wild West in this game. It hasn't been set yet.
This is why I cut the big, long spiels from last week. Give you little spiels that you can remember, and you do with what you will.
All right.
Just to, you know,
best
put
thing
it out
about
there.
You, Lou, is that. You keep getting older. I keep staying the same age. All right.
That's not true at all.
I'm a liar.
Yeah.
All right, so me.
All right. Let's do one. I've done this voice a million times, so I'll see what you guys do with it. Adam Sandler.
Okay.
And I want you to say, I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman.
I am the vengeance. I am light. I am Batman.
You are Yoda.
I am vengeance.
Vengeance I am. The knight I am.
Yeah. Ooh, the knight I am.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
This is Batman.
Batman.
All right, Lou.
I can't do any better.
Professional voice workers.
Yeah, let's try. I'm trying to think of Adam Sandler's voice.
Allow me. Can I haven't do, nobody's done this in a while, but
did it.
All right, Lou's
I think Cats did plenty of that last week. All right.
Oh shit!
Shots.
Oh. I have shots across the bow.
There was some dead air last week.
I fucking got the highlights of the show, and there wasn't that much dead air.
Much.
Now, is Lou a dick or dost thou protest too much?
Lou is stalling. This is stall tactics. He's like, I can't do this handling. I'm going to attack Brian.
I want more of this, please.
Yeah. What was the thing?
It's fucking Adam Sandler saying Batman shit.
I am vengeance. I am the knight. I am Batman.
Oh,
so good, Lou.
I at least appreciate he did a different take.
Yeah.
He went with modern
his
Adam
goofy
Sandler.
Voice.
Adam Sandler now is his old mumbly, and that's what he was going for.
Okay. I'm trying to channel a little bit of the little Nicky.
Like, I'm Batman over here! From him in the 90s, like,
he does also just holler for no fucking reason.
All right, so we're actually we got a bunch. I think we could.
What are we at? What are we at?
120.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's spin the old wheel. Oh, destiny.
Mm-hmm. Louis Champ or Pete?
Yeah, let him.
I'm gonna do it because it's right here.
Yeah.
Player's choice. We always do Balderdash when we hit that.
Okay, Balderdash.
No, I was gonna say, you want to try something else? Something we haven't done in a while.
What are the options again?
We got hypotheticals. We got hashtags. We got living in Americas. Anything I'm missing that's not on the wheel?
Who's picking it, me or him?
Confirm.
But champion.
Champ.
Pick. Champ pick.
I guess let's do Balderdash, just because we haven't picked
this guy. Yet. Player's choice.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't
done Balderdash in a
week. We do Balderdash every time this fucking wheel spins.
We haven't talked about what country or anything, you know?
Yeah, but that's easy.
All right, so let's do that then.
Mesopotamia. I don't know. It's
He said Balderdash. Do Balderdash. I got to pull the cards. Oh, man.
Okay. I just picked a rando.
Hang on.
Yo, can you take like a 10-second timer?
Oh.
I could actually use it.
Oh. All right, so.
Balderdash. Balderdash. Balderdash.
Fuck you.
Coming to rape your motherfucking brain, yeah.
Balderdash.
gonna make you laugh your dick off.
Paint It Black is here to prove that you can laugh so hard you'll sploosh.
Boner Dash! Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you!
Boner Dash!
Fuck you!
Fuck you.
You know, I think I'm going to have to run their promo this week.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Much love to our friends over there, Bold and Belligerent, for that theme.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well just spread a little love around, too. All right. All of our friends.
Yeah. Big Papa Podcast.
And Cosm Earth. Cosm Earth starting line. I'm sorry, the offensive line.
Fearcast.
Gungo.
Mm-hmm.
Lo-Fi Show.
Yeah.
Thanks Old a lot. Man Orange. They're longtime friends of ours.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys, for participating in our show and vice versa.
We're missing anybody off the top of our heads. We apologize. But there's so many of you great people that we love to talk
there's
to.
There's a lot. There's so many.
And I've absolutely loved having all these people on the show. Like, I want this to be where podcasters go to test their mettle.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's an intimidating show to be on.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Apparently so.
Yeah.
Fired.
I'm a big dog, you know?
Oh, you're a little dog with a big. You're a little dog with a big fight. I guess.
Yeah, you're like a Pomeranian.
And then you get closer, you're like, meh.
Well, you know, you ever see those Pomeranians who step to like a pit bull?
No.
And they back off.
Never.
No, I have actually.
Pit bull.
My parents.
It's like they don't know
that
they don't know that they're small.
The pit bulls know.
Well,
no,
the pit bull.
Pomeranians are good at like, they're like that weak guy who's good at talking. You know. They put up a big game. They take the clothes off before the fight and hope the big guy runs away.
Right, right.
No way, man. That pit bull rips that little Pomeranian apart.
The pit bull knows what's what. It
not
will.
Saying he couldn't easily, but Pomeranians, like yeah. they're oblivious to the fact that
they're
tiny.
Speak yappy dog, but they're saying some shit.
It's all like, me, 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 me. And then the pit bull.
Yeah. Any excuse to roll to DMX?
Like, fuck what you heard, Pomeranian.
Don't get it twisted.
All right,
we done with that?
Yeah.
I feel like Deadpool did good things for that song.
Deadpool was just great all around, really.
Like that and Salt and Pepper.
I mean, like, before that, what did he have?
Who? DMX? Yeah. Or Deadpool?
DMX.
DMX had, was it Rough Riders Anthem?
Okay, there
and
was
a jail sentence.
And, you know, I was going to say, there is a huge gap between his high point in his career and
oh,
then
now?
Just, and
nothing.
Then just, yeah, yeah.
No, his good music was before he went to jail.
We're saying Deadpool revitalized his career a little bit.
No, he or didn't, because he played an old song.
Yeah, but brought that song back into the public consciousness.
Yes.
True.
Same with, you hear that Salt and Pepper song everywhere now.
Which one? Shoot. What on me? Oh, shoot. Yeah. When he was like sitting on the freeway?
Highway, yeah.
Apparently at the MTV Movie Awards, there was like a performance of that song with Deadpool.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I stopped watching MTV.
I saw like a thing on Facebook about it.
Well, way too fucking old for MTV.
Yeah.
MTV's still a thing,
here
actually?
Is blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blahs.
Why do they even call it MTV anymore?
It should be like spoiled teenager television now,
yeah.
Right? Because it's all like 15 and pregnant and
tweens.
Like ADD
teen
TV.
Moms. And do they still do that Sweet 16 show?
They should change the M to mean millennials.
They tried to do that Shannara show, and that show was garbage.
This should be ADD TV because it has music, it has a show, and then it has like pop-ups everywhere. It's like, bruh, 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 bruh. It's like, hey, watch this, do this. Listen to this. Read this.
We want to be the internet.
Oh, my God. There's so much things coming at me. All right.
Nope. All right. First, we're going to start with a word to define.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Lou because he's the champ.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Your word.
Don't forget it.
Kumki.
What?
Kumki.
Oh, man, Pete. You should be ashamed because this is a black slur, Pete. Kumki.
The Kumki Kinke.
Yeah.
I didn't
What's
mean to say
your
that.
Name?
I didn't mean to say that.
Toby, it's Kumki. It means swinging monkey, Pete. Don't.
Oh, Lou.
Don't repeat it. It's a hate word.
All right, Brian, let's get off this. The K word to you.
Let's get back on it, Brian.
Kumke?
Kumki.
Kumki is the second version of the Kumite. It's PG, it's just whack. It's Kumke. Save him. Like, do not finish him.
He hits you with the dim mock, but all you get is like a lump on your head.
Bonk him. Kabong.
hit him lightly.
With a feather.
I'll finish him with a pillow.
They dip their gloves in like gummy bears.
Yeah. Rainbows. It's come out, rainbow. It's a gay fight.
Liu Kang wins. Friendship.
It's nothing but friendships.
It's all friendships and babalities.
Yes.
All right. Brian, who is Max McGee?
Max McGee?
Well, I'll give you a second to think, because a Kumki is a trained female elephant used to attract wild male elephants.
All right. Max McGee.
That bitch, my Kumki.
Yeah. She got that ghetto booty.
All right. What was the name one more time?
Max McGee.
Max McGee is the Belfast version of Mad Max. He's redheaded and freckled, and he's got a shillelagh, and they drive trolleys everywhere, man. They're just steamboats, all types of Irish shit.
Steamboats.
Irish. Oh, those legendary Irish steamboats.
Steamers.
There's one thing I know about the Irish. It's they love their drink, and they got their steamboats.
Oh, chai, toot, toot.
Grab my shillelagh. We need to catch the steamboat.
Oh, you're trying to get away to potato heaven, are you?
Not on that steamboat, you ain't.
It takes place during the potato famine in Ireland, and it's Max McGee. He tries to lead him to the land of potatoes.
I'm the road warrior.
It's like, we have to protect this truck full of potatoes. Spuds.
Now quick, gas up the steamboat.
They're mashing our spuds. Let's move.
I can't get over the steamboat. Fucking steamboat?
Yeah, man. It's how they got here. I don't know. Like, steamboats. It's the steam version of Mad Max. Okay, whatever.
Steamboats the fuck. Yeah. All we have is steamboats and rolling hills here in Ireland.
Yeah. I heard there was potatoes in the west.
I called my steamboat the Blarney Stone.
Kiss it.
That's what I call me ass. All right, Lou. Who's Max McGee?
All right. Max McGee. He's definitely an Irishman, but he's the Irish version of 007. He is a spy, right? Dangerous man. He lives dangerously. He gets all the bitches. And he's drunk as fuck.
The name's McGee.
Yeah.
Max McGee.
Now give me a Guinness room temperature.
Stout.
Oh, it's in bagpipe.
He fathers a lot of children. And the little guy throwing a hat at him is like a leprechaun, dude. It's not a Chinaman anymore.
Stereotypes on camera.
Yeah. It's not Odd Job, it's Ginger Fella.
Yeah.
All right. In reality, Max McGee was the first man to make a touchdown in Super Bowl history.
It's good.
Back when only white people played.
Yeah.
The way it was meant to be.
All right. Lura, back up to you. We have letters to define. We got C-A-P-A. Kappa.
Bruh, bruh. What? Kappa
that's,
your ass.
Yeah, that's my answer.
Blah, blah.
Bruh, 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 bruh.
Are you going with that?
Well, I may as well. Okay.
No, it's fine. I like it.
What was your shit?
Kappa.
Bruh, bruh. You could practically hear the eye roll.
Okay, it's what...
Did you hear that gust of wind in the microphone? Yeah. Or was his eyes rolling
Kappa
so far
is
back
not happy. Kappa is what Killian Figueroa put on your shirt. It was colorful anal projections of Masson.
It was colorful.
He's Zorro Jubox.
You get strictly, like, an impressed call-out point on that one. Mm-hmm.
That shit was like...
It was a callback.
Like Amber, you know?
Amber a kappa!
Like that shit the mosquitoes got frozen in Jurassic Park.
I thought you were talking about
amber?
Like ambergris. Yeah. That the whales vomit out.
No. This is like
perfume.
How you throw up in the ocean? Oh, it's coming back.
You never heard of ambergris?
No.
That's what they make
ambergris? Yeah. Like
ambergris.
Oh, ambergris. No.
The whale vomit that they used to make perfumes.
At the time that Kiff got his watch stuck in a whale.
Oh, that's right. They did it on Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually super. Like, you find that shit, you can sell that.
Whale puke. Harvest it. We'll make the Spears cologne.
Our whale puke. The finest smelling thing on all the seven seas.
This is for the Britney Spears.
My name is Abraham Lincoln.
Wait, arr! Was that the what voice were you doing when you came up?
It was
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Oh, yes.
Named Sean Connery of the Seven Seas. Board the Queen Anne. Four score.
You guys seen the... You guys big watchers at Dexter's Lab?
Yeah.
Did he know?
Do you remember that episode where he runs into the pirate?
No.
And every few seconds, the pirate's like, "It be the pink whale. I've been searching all my life for that. And it be the giant crab." And eventually his shipmates are like, "Captain, no, you haven't."
That show was clever.
Yeah.
I like that show.
No, did you know?
Back when Gendy was still doing some good shit.
What has Gendy been up to?
Hotel Transylvania's 2 and 3.
Not the first one, even?
Well, lately.
Oh, all right.
Lately, yeah.
He didn't even come on board in the beginning?
I mean, like, he
damn it, Karkovsky? Was that
Tartovsky?
Yeah. Tartovsky?
Gendy
Tartovsky.
Tartovsky or something?
And then he had Samurai Jack. And then he did Star Wars.
Oh, Samurai Jack is coming back.
Star Wars Clone Wars.
Didn't mean to rhyme that, epic. But that's happening.
Samurai Jack was cool, man.
They're Samurai bringing Jack. That back. Mm-hmm. I think it might be Netflix.
Let me tell you something. I'm not excited about replacing the voice of Aku.
Oh, well, they have to. He's dead.
I know, but that guy had a very distinct voice.
Mako was the greatest. One of my favorite voice actors.
They replaced him on fucking Avatar.
And the new guy is like a cheap replacement.
Yeah, he's a fucking white dude.
Oh, doing this voice.
Yeah.
Ooh. When that I was Prince Zuko's uncle, I was a Asian man.
Not bad, Pete.
Not so much anymore.
I think better than the guy they got.
How many bags of rice you wish to wager?
Yeah. This guy's going.
No, that was kind of Uncle Iroh.
Yeah.
We drink tea and eat rice.
Yeah.
He was a stereotype.
He's racist too.
He's a stereotype character.
Cool. Yeah.
But back then, he was voiced by an Asian guy, so it was cool.
It was cool.
We were allowed to, like, at giggle
least it wasn't racist.
All right, CAPA was originally the Closet Accordion Players of America.
It was originally ratatatata.
All right, what's the next one? I forget.
All right, Brian.
Movie, right?
Yes, Brian, we start with you. This is the movie round. The plot of Six Lessons from Madame Lasanga.
Six Lessons from Madame Lasanga?
Yeah.
All right. Six Lessons from Madame Lasanga is a movie about a whore that teaches a guy how to bang properly to bang his love. And, you know, it's a lot of funny stuff when, like, he's trying to, like, eat her out. And he's like, she's like, no! She's Japanese. She's, you know, she's like, no, you do not eat pussy like that. She just jams his face right in her crater.
I appreciate the use of crater.
Yeah. And, you know, she's like, no, you don't like pipe like that. You like pipe like this. And, you know, he's hitting it hard. And then eventually he falls in love with her and he's conflicted. It's like, I was doing all this work to fall, you know, to woo this chick, but I love Madame Lasanga, you know. But Madame Lasanga cannot be tamed. And you know what? He learns a valuable lesson. It's just that you have to let the heart free, man.
Feel free to love Lasanga.
Love Lasanga.
Okay. Lou, you got one for this? Six Lessons from Madame Lasanga.
Okay.
You're giggling already, so I thought you got something.
It's stupid. Stupid as fuck. All right, so Madame Lasanga is a world-renowned chef, but she's not Japanese. She's Italian. And, you know, she has six famous dishes, the most famous of which is her delicious lasagna.
Fuck yeah.
It's delicious.
Six layered.
Yeah. Yeah.
is that what you're calling it?
It's the lasagna. And that's where you get it from, Pete. That's where we get it. It's delicious.
It's a movie about the origins of lasagna?
And other. Some penne alla vodka in there. We really get yeah. We get an Shamalama Ding Dong style twist with her famous meatballs.
You didn't know I wasn't vegan.
Was that, that's a twist.
Right.
These are turkey meatballs.
If you don't leave
I like beef.
If you don't leave that movie hungry, they did something wrong. Something wrong with
the theaters have to be placed next to an Olive Garden.
Yeah.
The actual plot of this movie is a Cuban nightclub owner causes trouble on board a cruise ship.
Free breadsticks.
Speed 2.
Cruise control. Willem Dafoe is Madame Lazanga.
I'm going to sink this bitch.
What a bad movie.
Suck dick.
Really fucking bad movie. All right. Final question. I believe Lou, we go to you. Law question. In McYouth, Kansas.
McYouth.
Ronald McYouth.
It is a crime to wash what?
In McYouth, Kansas. It's a crime to wash the Irish steamboats.
Don't you dare touch my steamboat. It's good and filthy.
I
just
like it
the
dirt.
Way I like it.
Don't touch my steamboat. I like it dirty.
It's got a good level of grime.
It's a nice coat of all the Lucky Charms.
Painted on hearts, stars, moons, and clovers.
What was it one time?
In McYouth, Kansas, it is a crime to wash.
To wash,
Irish steamboat.
It's crime to wash it,
Toot toot!
Shit. Well, I'm sorry, one more time. I got a number of steamboats on my mind.
In McYouth, Kansas, it's a crime to wash what?
To wash Ronald McDonald. He's a dirty clown.
To just to physically wash the man at all?
Yeah, it's do not have it your way. Have it his way.
Ba 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 ba.
That's the Burger King slogan.
Look, Ronald McDonald's a G. He don't care. All right? You don't think he's having it his way?
Okay. What's McDonald's? I'm loving it.
Yeah.
That's a dumb catchphrase.
I'm loving it.
I'm loving my steamboat.
Which don't wash me. I'm trying to drive a steamboat.
Did you guys see a few months back when they swapped out the Hamburglar for just like a French dude in a striped shirt?
We don't watch morning
television. No, they did that. I don't get daytime TV, Lou.
Yeah, I know. It was one of the stories where it's legit just looks like a French dude now.
60%
It's not the cartoon guy anymore. Yeah.
I want to steal your filth burger.
Yeah. I want to say 80% of the commercials Lou's watch is about douche and like
no, when you
groceries.
When I stay home sick, daytime TV, it's all, have you been in an accident? Call our law firm. We'll get you what you deserve.
Celino and Barnes, injury attorneys.
888-8888.
If you can't remember that, then you're stupid.
That's the thing. It's like, I forget what's their jingle. It's like,
Celino and Barnes.
No.
Injury attorneys.
No. Their catchphrase, I should say.
If you got to sue somebody,
it's something
with us.
It's something, call 8. And they literally just change their numbers to 888-888.
They're like the
Mash the keypad with your palm. You'll get us.
if you have to be retarded not to be able to call us.
Put Celino on the phone.
Yeah. I need a structured settlement.
I think I have mesothelioma.
But I need cash now. Wait, was that them?
That's another jackass.
1-800.
That was JG. That was JG Wentworth. Sorry,
JG Wentworth. That's another one.
Yeah,
and cards for kids. That's another horrible like.
Let me tell you, man. They need to switch that slogan because I've never wanted kids to have cars less than when I hear
they're a crooked organization.
Can you imagine if they were called the Cash for Cars for Kids?
The KKK.
Oof. I don't think that's how you spell two of those words.
They spell
with K's. No, I think they do spell with K's.
Yeah, they're like KK, maybe?
Yeah.
Because the third K is bad, but two K's is good.
Somewhere.
1-877 cars for kids. Cars for kids.
In the upper echelons of cars for kids is the Grand Wizard, I'm sure.
He's a Cyclops, they call him.
Yes. He gets the red.
He has the ever-seeing eye.
Yeah.
Oh, the fucking racist.
All right. Well, let me tabulate you guys bicker or something.
Lou, I want to congratulate you on a game finally played. Well played. I probably won because, you know.
I'm whack. Motherfucker. Well, all right. I'm pretty sure you're gonna break your hiatus on Domino's tonight. So
no, that. Never. I'm actually making making fried rice later.
I don't believe you. I think you think you still think you're the Gordon Ramsay of.
I'm not British.
Of
I'm not a dick face.
Of over the phone pizza.
I have the score.
Yes. What is it, Peter?
Title retention, Lou.
Oh fuck yeah! Grab my pocket, nigga. Woo! Pete loved that one.
He was so quick.
He was so confident.
He pulled out that empty-ass pocket of his so quick.
Right.
I mean, because he's broke. It's easy. He ain't got to shift through things. It's like, the bottom of the pocket, I'm out.
It's too late to win exactly. Points, man.
I'm not trying to win points.
Just sit there and take
Moth
it home.
Moth flew out of that shit when he pulled it out.
Dust.
Close match. 33-35. Mm-hmm. There were dongs involved. Close match. But, wow, Lou, congrats. Mm-hmm. You're on a run.
I think this might be a record, right?
Yeah, no. It's a record. 3 in a row.
I thought you had 3 in a row.
I, too. We both had 2.
Oh, you both had 2?
Yeah.
Oh, longest reign.
Mm-hmm. Longest reign.
The king is back, baby.
Well, the king is still king. Here.
I'm the king.
No. Brian, how many titles have you held in total?
I want to say 5. Maybe 6.
Okay, so.
It's like almost comparable at this point.
I think, Lou, you're catching up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably only won one other time.
Yeah, so. You guys are very evenly matched. Yeah. These little one-on-one matches can be a little...
It's very competitive.
There was supposed to be some stupid comic book show here that I was supposed to play out. So I fucking got...
Excuses.
Well, a lot of times those could be deciders. Who's I know, in the room. Right? Yeah. I'll give you an example. I think Brian is more on his A game when he has someone to play off of, especially game-wise.
You know what? Sometimes we have a guest, though, and they just kill it.
If a guest shits on somebody... Then that affects things.
I mean, when we have Dan Sky in here, it's like, oh, shit.
Well, he says crazy things, bro.
He's a nutcase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's the show. So, Lou, congratulations. We'll give you 20 seconds at the end. We'll get our shit out on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Blah, 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 all the stuff.
May 28th live Mixler event.
28th?
There was the 29th.
That's my bad. Wrong month. May 28th, live Mixler event.
Is it the 28th or the
29th?
29th.
No, 29th is a Sunday.
I thought we were saying, I have it in my phone, it's 29th.
I mean, if you want to do it on
No, I'm looking at Saturday is the 28th.
Saturday's 28th.
Okay.
This month, Saturday's the 29th.
Right.
So we've been advertising this.
Yeah, we mix it up. All right.
All right. May 28th, live on Mixler at time...
We'll do it about 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Eastern time, 7 o'clock. We will be doing a live show. We'll get some guests in here.
Yeah.
Skype some people in, maybe. Mm-hmm. We'll give an award to Best Mixler Comments in the Battle Royale Championship. Mm-hmm. Me and Brian will be defending our
tag belts.
So
and the World Heavyweight Championship is up for grabs at the end.
That's right.
So anything could happen. It's going to be a fun time. Our first live Mixler event.
Our first pay-per-view, if you will. Only it's free to check out. So.
Yeah, it's a free for event.
Yeah. Free per view. Mm-hmm. Free per view.
Free per view. There you go.
Or free per listen.
Free per hear.
Free per hear.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's not confusing at all.
All right, so...
Join us on the free per hear, and... we don't need it. You know what? Just like and review, man, please.
Big time.
Yeah, and honestly, if you want to send us emails or comments or anything like that,
we tweet back to everyone who tweets us. So.
Yeah.
We'll give love or hate. If you're hating, we're gonna hate. But if you're loving, we love.
Exactly. We like the feedback, and I really enjoy the fact that the show's starting to get some ears to it.
I enjoy the love, but I'd much rather have the hate. I want some venomous comments. We'll comment back. Probably make fun of your mom.
I've tried to generate some of the hate, but I don't get anything back. I think people know better.
It's a lot of fucking limp dicks out there, huh?
I've tweeted to some fashion people, and,
they figured, why bother with you? Like,
like the dude
Listen,
who,
jerk shirt.
The dude who... The dude,
jerk shirt.
The dude who made...
Whatever, rummy.
Who made a whole line of just cock necklaces.
Cock necklaces?
Big old swinging dicks.
We did that as a news story.
Yeah. I tweeted him.
You spread some hate to that guy?
Yeah, I did. I did a picture of his best model.
Oh, with quotes. The dick crown.
With the dick crown That's and right. just jizz makeup.
You showed me
I
that.
I was like, yo, can we get this?
It was very upsetting to look at. It was like a Bukkake movie.
Fashion is some crazy shit.
Yeah, it is. It's stupid.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So, okay. Lou, 20 seconds on the clock. Do your thing.
Yo, your boy is back. I'm the king. First ever three times. Woo! That's right. Now and forever. I'm the fucking man. Listen again on the 29th. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to retain it. I don't think Brian's ever going to have the belt again.
Should make that segment shorter.
Close the door behind you.
Yeah.
Cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and it's bitch. So remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll think you're okay.